Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Very excited to talk to our next guest. He is going to be inducted into the Pirates Hall of Fame tonight, and a guy whose name has, I think, become synonymous with the Pittsburgh Pirates over the years, and so excited to speak with him this morning. The great Steve Blass joins us here. Steve, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Josh. Very excited about what's going to be happening this afternoon, and also kind of repeated this evening in front of the crowd at PNC Park. So, just, you know, everybody says in these situations, Josh, oh, yeah, I'm honored, I'm humbled. And I say, yeah, that's nice. Well, you know what? I'm living that now, because to see my name on that list, to be included in that group is, you know, it's almost intimidating. But I'm so proud to be a part of it, and can't wait for the ceremony this afternoon and this evening in front of the crowd at the ballpark. So, you know, they announced that this was going to happen and I'd be in it when I retired in 2019. But then we had 2 years of the pandemic.
Right.
And, you know, it kind of goes back on the back burner, which is the proper thing to have happen. But I'm so darn excited now. You know, I'm 80 years old and I'm feeling like a teenager, and I just can't wait. So it's going to be a wonderful day.
You got any life left in that arm with all that excitement, maybe? You think you can run out there for an inning or two?
I can give you six innings. I've had like 54 years of rest in between starts. I should be fine.
Steve, how'd you find out about it? What were the emotions like? How'd they tell you? I heard that Bob Nutting wrote you a letter as well. I mean, what were your emotions, and how'd you find out that you were going to be inducted with these 18 other individuals into a very exclusive club, obviously?
Well, back in the day when I retired, they mentioned it just as a kind of a nice thing. But as it got closer and closer, I got this wonderful letter from Mr. Nutting that was typed out. And then below that was a personal note with his handwriting. And I'll be very, very honest, very proud to have received that. From the owner of a Major League Baseball team. I go back to when I was 8 years old. To dream about all this stuff was risky, because it's such a dream. But this has all come to fruition, and then have it topped off with a personal note from a Major League Baseball owner. And it's, well, it's something I'm very proud of. You know, last night we had a little dinner with the inductees and families. I met, you know, I went over and said hello to Maz, my old teammate, my old roommate, and said hello to Dave Parker. I certainly had a joy watching him after I retired, watching him take over for Roberto Clemente, by the way. And then I met the great-granddaughter of Honus Wagner. I mean, how good is that? How good is that? And Ralph Kiner's two sons. Just an unbelievable night last night, and it's just going to get better tonight.
Yeah, and I would have to think. I mean, look, you mentioned the players that are, you know, we're so lucky to have with us that are going to be there. But unfortunately, there's so many that are not with us any longer. But for their families, I would think to be able to see them, I think get to realize, you know, truly the grand scope of how important their loved ones were to this Pirates organization. I think that has to feel really special as somebody that's so dearly attached to the organization, to be able to see those families get to realize the impact that their loved ones have. That has to be another really special aspect for you as well.
Absolutely. You know, just to sit there and say hello to Kiner, Ralph Kiner's sons, and have them say that, we know you because you broadcast the games for so long. I mean, goodness, they're saying nice things to me, and I'm just awed to be with them because, you know, Ralph Kiner, an icon, and to meet Honus Wagner's great-granddaughter. I mean, last night was such a treasure in itself to, you know, to be around people who were related to him, those guys, and knew them and grew up with them. But, yeah, the appreciation, and everybody I talked to last night had good things to say about the organization, and it was noted by Mr. Nutting that it was long overdue in his brief remarks. And, yeah, that's true, but it happened. You know, so the timeline is what it is. But just a special gathering. In fact, I'm getting ready to go down for the induction in a couple hours, and I found this picture of a father-son game where Maz's sons and my two sons just beat the hell out of us in a father-son game. But I've got that picture. I'm going to take the show to Maz. And you know, that kind of thing, thinking of the memories of and thinking of the legacy and the history of this ball club. This ball club, you know, when you look in Major League history, some of the best names in the game have been Pittsburgh Pirates. So this is a proud franchise. It really is when you think about it. The Wagners and Wainers and Pye Traynor and Fred Clark and all these people and their relatives, parts of their families were there last night, that I had the chance to connect history with living people. I mean, how good is that?
Yeah.
How really good is that?
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No, great stuff.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, there's obviously a generation of folks that remember you as a player and loved you because of what you did. And obviously, you know, the 71 World Series is a huge part of your legacy in Pittsburgh. There's also a generation that knows you and like you mentioned, as a voice behind a microphone and in front of a camera representing the Pittsburgh Pirates. I myself am in that group. I mean, I grew up watching and listening to you call Pirates games. And I'm just curious, how did that all start? I mean, when you got done with your playing days, what led you, I guess, to joining the radio team? And how did that all develop? And could you ever have imagined that you would spend, nearly 40 years on the air as a broadcaster with the Pittsburgh Pirates after your playing days?
Yeah, it's quite a story because, you know, I always thought when I was playing a little bit, you know, I only work once a week. So you got time to sit around when you weren't pitching. And I always talked to Nellie King, and I always thought maybe I'd have a chance because I read a lot. So, you know, I think when you read, you develop a better vocabulary. I never thought I'd be a play-by-play guy, but because I thought I could get in and make my point and get out, because I love words, I read a lot and all that I might have a chance to do that. So I'd sit there in the dugout and I would try to do play-by-play. And, okay, yeah, I can't do that. I can't fill in the mechanics. But I always thought maybe I would get a chance to work with Nellie when he was alive. Wonderful man, Nellie King. One of my great friends and just a very thoroughly decent person. But then the Pirates, when I got out, I had a day job, but I was still doing a lot of Pirate stuff, so I was still very connected with the ball club. And at that time, they had John Sanders and Lanny Fritteri and Jim Rooker, and they were thinking about having a fourth guy so they could have two on radio and two on TV. So a lot of us wound up auditioning, and I sat in on a couple games. I actually went down to a trip in Houston at the Astrodome and made the comment after a guy made a spectacular catch that I thought he's so fortunate he had a glove big enough that took two cows to die to make that glove. You know, I was full of nonsense and bull stuff. So anyway, they said, come on back and do a couple more games. And then it evolved into 10 games. And it just went on. And finally, I'll never forget Jim Rooker for doing this. He wrote a note to the folks at KDK. So he says, stop fooling around, hire Blass. And I always remembered that, and I thanked Jim. And apparently they took his advice, and then they hired me to do some games, and then it evolved into cable games when cable was just getting started with Gil Lucas and Richard Clauser and all those guys. And I did the cable games with Bob Prince, and that was an experience in itself. The first thing Bob told me when I got excited when the Pirates did something good, he said, hey, lad, you want to broadcast, keep your mouth shut until the ball stops rolling. it's silly and everything, but it's true. And then I worked cable games with Mike Lang, and that was an absolute joy. And it just evolved. And working with those guys, spent 23 years with Lanny Terry. Lanny taught me so much. Greg Brown, Bob Walk. Walkie's one of the great color guys I believe I've ever heard about in baseball, really. And that's just not throwing words around. His knowledge of the game, along with stories. I could tell stories, but I didn't know much about the strategy or the rules. And Bob's got the whole package. And so I had such a wonderful time growing and learning with those guys, and it was a joy. And all I did was tell some stories and try to project some comfort during the course of the ball game. And I fooled them for 34 years. And then when they finally started catching on to me, I had to retire. But the journey as a player was wonderful. The journey as a broadcaster, I've lived a fairy tale life. All the reels, all the things I dreamed about, I've checked all those boxes off. And it's still good. I'm still doing some ambassadorial work for the Pirates. Mm-hmm. And I get a chance to meet all the people that cared about the Pirates and cared about my career. So it's kind of helping me fill back a two-way street. And I'm going to hope that I can do that for a long time. But I get a chance to visit with you fellows on the radio and TV. And I've got kind of total recall. And what I don't recall, I make up. But I always enjoy the visits and talking about the game and the city here that made our family feel so welcome. And it's just been wonderful. And this is going to be kind of the icing on the cake. I don't know if it can be any better than it's going to be today and tonight. And just can't wait to get going.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only that, but Steve, 1973, you hit 417. That's damn good.
That's right. You know, the last 400 hitter, you know, this should be a shoe-in. You know, the last 400. I think I was 8 for 21 or something like that. Or
10. I have it here. You're 10 for 24. You had a couple of doubles and an RBI that year. 417.
Yeah. What does that tell you about a starting pitcher, though, that only has 24 at-bats for the season? So there's two sides to that coin, which I'm very much aware of. You know, just a side note, Josh, I think I learned as much about, kind of, without getting too deep, about life and myself when I was struggling, because you really have to examine things and see what you're all about. And I finally realized that baseball was what I did, not who I was, and that helped me so much. But it was a tough patch, but whatever you go through and survive, you learn.
Yeah,
you learn.
Yeah, no question. And obviously you turned it into just a remarkable career with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And again, look, there's a generation of people that remember you for your excellence on the mound and the 71 World Series and all that. And there's a generation like myself that remember you for what you did and as a part of our households every night with Pirates baseball on the TV and on our radios. And, I'm really, really happy for you. Congratulations. Have a great day. Enjoy it. And hopefully we can talk again soon. But I really appreciate you taking some time on what's a busy day.
Yeah, Josh, I appreciate the visit. And, you know, it lets you know what can happen when you win a couple games in October.
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt about that. Steve, thank you so much and enjoy the day. Thanks again.
All right, Josh, my pleasure.
All right, the great Steve Blass joining us. Man, that was cool. That was really cool. I've done a lot of interviews on this station. That's my favorite. That's my favorite one. Thanks to Dan Hart, who helped set that up with the Pirates as well. There's no one better. There's no one better than Steve Blass to have on to talk about the Pittsburgh Pirates and what they mean. And look, he touched on it. I could have talked to the guy for 2 hours. We could have done a full 2 hours, but he's busy. He's got things going on, and I appreciate him carving out 10 to 15 minutes to talk
to little old me here on Bucko Talk this morning about this day. But he talked about the issues that he had in 1973, and you know, he just totally lost his command, and they ended up calling it Steve Blass disease, where you know, people know it as the yips and things like that, where he just lost his command. And for him to have such a crazy sort of end to his time as a ball player and just lose his command after being so good. I mean, he was an all-star in 72 and was, you know, second in Cy Young voting that year, and to lose it the way that he did, but still remain so positive with his outlook to Major League Baseball, to the Pittsburgh Pirates, and to himself. It's a testament to the man that Steve Blass is, and just the outlook that he has on life. And boy, if there's a guy to learn from in as far as, you know, athletes in Pittsburgh, that is the guy right there. Thanks again to Steve Blass for joining us. We'll talk more about this Pirates Hall of Fame class. I'd love to welcome your calls as well. We're going to podcast that with Blass, so if you missed any of it, we'll get that up at 937thefan.com, and we'll share that on social media as well, because that was really tremendous stuff with Steve Blass, as to be expected. I knew when we got Steve, I knew it was going to be good, and just as things often do with Steve Blass, it lived up to the billing.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.